Saddam Hussein has called on his countrymen to be ready to fight America and its allies. Instead, many Iraqis are trying to get out of the country before the bombs start falling. Some are heading west into neighboring Jordan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Jordanian capital, Amman.
At a bus station along a main thoroughfare in Amman, a slow but steady line of taxis arrives every day from Iraq. Baghdad may be 500 miles away, but for many Iraqis arriving here in Amman, it's not far enough to escape the long reach of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein and the fear he invokes. When asked about what's happening in Baghdad, many of the new arrivals lower their eyes, shake their heads, and move on. But a 25-year-old man who didn't want to give his name says that Baghdad is telling Iraqis to get ready for war.
They're giving us instructions to make our basements a place to hide, make sure we can hide near our houses and in shelters, and psychologically they're preparing us for war.
There's a wariness about the man that intensifies when a large crowd gathers around him. Only when he gets into a quiet car does he start to speak in cloaked terms about Saddam Hussein. He says by now Saddam has gotten rid of most people the dictator considers a threat. The young Iraqi says he's worried a new leader could mean more harassment and more killings.
We have a proverb in Arabic saying the face you know is much better than the face you don't know. We may get something worse than Saddam. The people trying to be an alternative for Saddam, their pockets are empty. They need to start filling them, so we don't trust them at all.
He says a decision to leave his country and his parents didn't come easily. Getting out of Iraq is also difficult. The Jordanian government has clamped down on the number of Iraqis trying to cross the border. Still, Iraq taxi driver Amer Michel says he brings two or three people every day from Baghdad to Amman. He returns home after each trip. Michel says he will not leave his country and that Iraqis will fight what he calls the occupying forces. But many other Iraqis don't have the stomach to face another war and more bloodshed. The only way to avoid it is to leave. The Jebel al-Hashemi neighborhood is where most Iraqis head when they arrive in Amman. Less than a month ago, Ahmed, not his real name, arrived from Baghdad with his sister and her five young children. Tall and broad-shouldered, the 27-year-old Iraqi looks uncomfortable in the tiny, dingy apartment they now call home. And he's clearly nervous talking to strangers. Ahmed says he's anxious for any news about war. He says many people in Iraq are unsettled because they can't get the truth about what's happening.
Iraq is not like other places. The news is controlled by the regime, so we don't know what is happening.
Ahmed says he's heard of the Bush administration's plan to bring democracy to Iraq once Saddam is overthrown. He says it could work if the United States doesn't stay too long and allows Iraqis to choose their own leaders. Ahmed says he places no faith in a new government that's created by Iraq's exiled opposition movement.
The opposition on the outside, they are not in harmony themselves now, having big problems and conflicts between them. How do they manage if they are in power?
And Ahmed says he isn't confident that the Americans will be able to get rid of Saddam. Either way, he says, it's the innocent people who will ultimately pay in the conflict. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.